Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose this bullshit to society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about bend the knee. Of course, what everyone else is talking about, the NFL, because that's the hottest topic that's going on right now. But I kind of have a different opinion on it. I have my own take on it. I have a different point of view, different experience. But So before I go, I want to play this song, and just to help us mellow.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on. These days of challenge to make America what it ought to be. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to mountain top and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing anything. Students all over the South started sitting in at lunch house, and I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great bounds of democracy, which were done deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, but I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I see the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
About anything, I'm not fearing anything. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
An auto-tuned song of Martin Luther King doing one of his speeches. Yeah, sorry it was a bit loud. I'm still, like, I really can't, like, hear it from the other end. So, you know, you guys let me know if it's loud. I try to lower it when someone tells me it's too loud, but, gotta figure this. I still got a lot to learn when using this mixer. But, the reason, like, of course, I'm going to be talking about the NFL thing. Let me get some background music. I wanted, like, honestly, I wanted to take from it that, I really, like, I posted this thing on Facebook, like, I could give a shit. Like, honestly, I could give a fuck if they're protesting or not, if they're standing or not. Like, honestly, as an American, as someone that respects the Constitution, I go ahead, protest. If you're allowed to do that at your job, like, who am I to say... tell another person, oh, well, you're not, you shouldn't stand, you shouldn't this, and also I think it's, but even though, you know, I mean, the one thing that I also disagree with, from the other side, I guess from my side, the right, the fact that they invoke veterans. And there was this one veteran that said, like, how dare you use my name? No, it was Montel Williams. Oh, I just, fuck, how come I didn't remember this clip? Montel Williams was like, these people that are saying that the football players are disrespecting the veterans, they've never had to dodge bullets. They never shed any blood, sweat, or tears for this country, yet they're invoking the veterans' names. And I felt like he had a point. It's like, okay, that it's kind of like a weak cop-out. I mean, let's talk about why can't I fucking talk today? You know what? I try to be fucking fancy with the background music. I think it's the background music fucking my shit up. Montel Williams is a veteran. He served in the military, but he made a point. I mean, it's like, okay, who the hell are we to say unless you served in the military? Who the hell are you to say what's disrespectful and what's not? The one thing I can say that's disrespectful for the veterans is anyone that claims that they are a veteran or anyone that claims that they're in the military and they're not, those stolen valor faggots. I have no respect for those stolen valor faggots, that ones that they'll put on a fake uniform to try to get freaking discounts at Little Debbie's and shit like that. Okay, well, Montel Williams said, Aaron is like, Montel Williams did what? Air Force guarding the milk deliveries? Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, fine. He says he's a veteran. He served. He did a lot more military time than me. That's all I know. Those stolen valor faggots. Yeah, I that's the one people I feel are disrespectful to the military. To military people, especially when I have family that have served, who've seen action, and I have a family currently in the military. No, absolutely not. I mean, I have family that served in Kosovo. I mean, it's, dude. So, God damn it, why am I blanking out? So, look. I think everyone is taking this thing... Also, and on the other side, I think everyone is taking the president way... Like, I don't want to say way too seriously, but... They're blowing his words out of proportion. There is absolutely nothing he can do. Just because he said, he just made us a, like, he's like stating his opinion like everyone else. In fact, hold on. Let me play this clip from Steven Crowder the other day. What is it? Okay. Downloads. Where the fuck did I put it? Oh, here it is.
And then September 22nd, this is when Trump spoke in Huntsville, Alabama, and he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have spoken. Here's the thing.
Stupid.
He's thin-skinned, but I agree with the point that someone should be able to say, all right, you're off the field, you're out, he's fired. I think that the business owner, the team owner, has the right to fire them. It sounded as though Donald Trump would want to coerce someone into being fired.
Here's the problem that Trump doesn't really understand, and this is just a quick point, is that he is now president of the United States. He's not just a person who can express an opinion that's not taken as a threat of policy.
Right.
And he doesn't understand that. He just throws things out there because he lives for the applause, lives for the retweets, and then he gets home. He's like, oh, crap, this backlash. Time to double down.
This is my cause of the day. Though I've always cared most about the NFL. So we went from protesting racism, and then now people, you have a bunch of people, was it?
Yeah, so... Like, honestly, that's kind of like a throwaway line for Trump. It's like, whatever, I feel like it's disrespectful. All right, well, fine. There's really not a goddamn thing you can do. But also on the other side, hey, the NFL has been, really shitting on their audience, really. Have really been alienating their own audiences with all these like social justice virtue signaling bullshit. Like look, I like boobies. Yes, of course, I love boobies. However, when if your audience is mostly men, why can't we focus, why couldn't they do something for men, male type, more male only cancers? Okay, well, and it's like men could get breast cancer too. Yeah, but how rare is that? I mean, maybe it's gonna start going up now because the shit in the water's turning the frogs gay. So, by the way, Buy my pills for $19.95, and if you put in the code word "these nuts," you'll get an extra 15% off. So it's I mean, it really
Like, I mean, as a libertarian, I'm speaking as a libertarian. Like, do I believe that there's a problem with the police overstepping its bounds? Yes, of course. Is it just against black people? No, of course not. I mean, even the statistics show that more white people get shot by the cops. I mean, honestly, me personally, as a dark-skinned Hispanic man, I've never in New York City or anywhere else ever had a problem with the police. I've never been stopped. I was never frisked when in New York City that was going on strong. I was never stopped and frisked. In fact, whenever I go into the subway and they were doing the random bag checks, I was always waved through. They didn't even bother checking me. They're like, go ahead. And this was me in street clothes, not in my security guard uniform. And that's not to say, you know, like, it makes me question, like, really how much are black people really harassed by police? Like, is it really that often? And, you know, and it also makes you think, okay, what's causing it? What are you doing? Are you staying calm? Are you, you know, are you mouthing off, giving the guy a hard time? I mean, I'm not trying to give bad police an excuse, but again, me personally, I have never had a problem. So, but they do have, like, I mean, Alex Jones and all the right talking heads saying, oh, you're disrespecting America. First of all, protesting is the most American thing you can do. And just because someone is doing it for a reason that you disagree with does not mean they're disrespecting this country. Does not mean they're disrespecting the veterans. It does not mean they're disrespecting the president. It doesn't mean that at all. It means they feel that this is a way to call attention to something they feel is a problem, and that is the most American thing that you can't even get away with that type of shit in other countries. Other countries, you get shot, but we have a freedom in our Constitution. With that also being said, though. The freedom of speech only applies to when governments deny you freedom of speech. The government is not allowed to stop you from speaking freely. But the NFL is a private corporation, even though they are getting money from the government, which that shit should stop now. In fact, I think, if I remember correctly, they don't even pay taxes. They're getting tax breaks and they're making billions, or were making billions of dollars, and they're not paying taxes. I mean, say what you will. I mean, income tax for corporations is what is constitutional. Income tax for me and you, for private citizens. That's unconstitutional. Anyways, let's just move on. My God, why am I stuttering today? I know my shit today. What the fuck is wrong with me? So, oh man, all right. So, I mean, they keep saying, and then both sides are screaming, freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech, but neither the left or the right are respecting each other's freedom of speech. That is what's pissing me off. That's pissing me off. It's like, you know what? Can we stop being fucking hypocrites? Like, if the left feels a certain way, the right feels a certain way, fine. but don't be like trying to silence each other, because then you're just going to bring about something worse. Then you're going to make it okay for the government to start censoring our speech. Don't you understand the slippery slope? If you don't like NFL players, if you do not like what NFL players are doing, stop watching the football. Me personally, I've never watched football. I never got into football. I like to play it, but I've never really got into watching it. I guess because I'm Puerto Rican, I grew up on baseball. I love baseball. I love the Yankees. Ha ha. Go Yankees. Boston Red Sox suck. And you know they do. Let's go Yankees. In fact, I'm the black sheep of my family, because especially on my dad's side, most of them are Mets fans, because, I mean, of course, all Puerto Ricans are into the Mets, but, you know, I'm smart. I like the team with the better fucking numbers. So, Fab Chick is like, you suck. Big Poppy is a flaming homosexual. Let me tell you something. I am Big Poppy. I hit the baseball, but I don't know no math. So, man. So, anyways, let me play this clip from the Alex Jones show. Grandpa Ron Paul on there. So, let me play this clip real quick.
Part of this cultural Marxism and, you know, attacking tradition and culture is part of their tool. But when you narrow it down to the demonstrations on the football field, actually the answers are coming back pretty fast. People are disgusted with it, and they're disgusted with the football players, they're disgusted with the owners. They're starting to boycott, and I think that is very good. I just think the president ought to just, you know, be a lot less noisy about it, you know, threatening people, you know, that they're committing some crime. No, this can all be solved with a libertarian understanding of property. What those ball players do is determined by the owners, just as it would be in your studio or in your house or in my house. It's the ownership. So it has nothing to do with government and freedom of speech. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. But it has a lot to do with what the cultural Marxist is trying to do. But the people who condone this and encourage it and expand this with the kneeling business, I think that's dangerous. But it's a reflection of the ownership. It can be stopped immediately by just the owner saying, no more. That is it. But if they condone it, you can't write a law and you can't intimidate. You can't say that's their right under the First Amendment. No, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment.
I totally agree with you.
It has to do with what the owners are going to do with their property, and the market will answer.
No, I agree. Trump's gone too far when he talks about having a rule. It's his right to come out and say he thinks they're, you know, idiots or whatever. But when he goes further, he then starts encroaching on free speech. I mean, I think a lot of it's figurative, but then how do the owners not let them do celebrations in the end zone, even though they're hiking their leg, peeing on the president symbolically? How can they fine them for that, but not fine them if they don't stand for the Star Spangled Banner? And I get it's free speech. You shouldn't have to stand. My point is there's this open globalist attack on America now, and that's why I'm simply saying I have my free speech to say I am going to boycott the NFL forever.
That's it. That's the answer. That's the answer. Boycott them. And if the owners want to act like jerks and prohibit one sort of expression of a political opinion and not the other one, then they just dig a bigger hole for themselves. And I the other thing about this, I need to get this in if possible. You know, a lot of this got worse once the football team started taking money from the government to promote this super nationalism and militarism, because all of that military stuff, they get a lot of money, but that's to support the interventionist foreign policy and the military, and the military can do no wrong. It's support for the empire. That is where the problem is. And the American people should absolutely not allow our government to give 1 cent to the football and advertise there to promote the militarism of our government.
Shazam. Like, you know what? And when I ever heard Grandpa Ron Paul talk about that, man. Hey, if freaking Milo could call Trump daddy, I could call Ron Paul Grandpa, Grandpa Ron. You can't fuck with Grandpa Ron. I mean, he's always on point. Like, look, the government should not be giving the money to football. I mean, really think about it. I mean, no, like, for games that employ people and pay them millions of dollars to play a game. Again, I'll be an enjoyable thing to watch. But my point is, like, look, I do stand-up comedy, you know, occasionally. You know, I do podcasting. Yeah, I think I'm allowed to. If people want to listen to my political opinions here, that's fine. But in a football game, if you're a movie star, like, who gives a fuck about your political opinions? You're playing a character or you're playing a game. Why does it matter what your political opinions are? Just fucking score the touchdown. Throw the ball in the hoop, hit the home run. That's all I really need you to do. I don't give a fuck who you voting for. Like, again, I'm a stand-up comic. My job is to freaking give you my opinion and make a joke about it. We got, oh, man. Let's open up the phone line. If you guys want to call in, I'm going to open up the call-in line. And I want to hear your opinion today. So, okay, wait. I keep forgetting the number. So, please bear with me. Bear with me, please. Alright, so where is it? Alright, okay, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. In fact, I want to play this next clip I got, this next and last clip. This is from the Adam Carolla show, and, he makes some really good points. I mean, in fact, towards the end of it, he's talking about how this whole kneeling thing, I really don't think people really give a fuck about, like, the players themselves don't give a fuck about this whole thing. They're just jumping on the bandwagon. And most people who are kneeling are jumping on the bandwagon. Now you've seen, like, what? I saw this picture of these girls from a high school volleyball team. First of all, why the fuck are high school girls allowed to wear them short shorts in volleyball? You know, they're too young to be, you know, having that all that ass showing. I was really disturbed. I had to delete my history and clear my browser because Louis B ain't fucking going on to catch a predator over some freaking high school booty pictures. Nah, you ain't catching me for that shit. Can't stand teenagers.
Both sides are a little bit stupid with this. I don't like, look, first things first. When I hear the story about the Pee Wee football team and the 8-year-olds, you know, turning their back to the flag and taking a knee and not, you know, whatever, I don't like it. Now, okay, here's why I don't like that. I don't like that. It's nothing to do with the past or slavery or honoring or the soldiers or anything. I don't like indoctrinating kids into things.
Yes. An 8-year-old can't make that decision to protest something he doesn't agree with philosophically.
Except nap time.
You're right.
Listen, there's plenty of mothers who are out there. I had one of them where it's like, you'd have a hot dog and they'd go, do you know what's it? There's nitrates in that hot dog. There's chemicals in that hot dog. There's carcinogens in that hot dog. You know what that's doing to your body when you're eating? And it's like, just let the goddamn 9-year-old have the fucking hot dog, bitch. Just let him enjoy the fucking hot dog. And then they start explaining to you what everything is doing to you around you, that whatever. Hey, look, it's a million years old. When I was a kid, it was like, don't sit too close to the TV set. Now, thank God, our TV set that was 9 inches in black and white so you could actually sit on it and it wouldn't kick off anything. But it's like, if it's a color TV, like, don't get too close to the... No, you know what you...
The radiation.
Just taking...
It's like a cross-eyed.
Yeah.
I had the mom that was sort of explaining that by the year 2000, we're going to be living underground, that we'll be out of fossil fuels.
Nuclear
war. That there's going to be a movie called Thunderdome that really explains exactly the kind of society we're all going to be driving dune buggies and killing each other. Like, and I remember as a, like a 9-year old going, oh shit, I just want to get a car and go cruising. You know,
it's
like,
hot dog, go
no,
get a car.
No, you won't. Taking kids now. Me thinking that the hot dog had carcinogens or that the microwave oven was kicking off radiation or whatever it is, that's not great. But taking a bunch of 8-year-old kids and explaining to them that we live in a very racist society and they have a target on their back and there's a lot, you know, don't, in terms of the justice system and the cops and everyone's gunning for you, it'll ruin your childhood. And it's not an accurate portrayal.
Let me interrupt real quick. This, he makes a good point. Like, if you are taught every day that you're a victim, that the world is against you, that you, because of the color of your skin, you cannot accomplish anything. If you're told that, how likely are you going to be to work, to want to try hard, to make something out of yourself? Or, like, the first sign of trouble, you're going to give up because, oh, well, you know, it's because I'm black. I didn't get an A in biology because I'm black. No, you didn't fucking study. Let me get back to the
of our society. This notion of, well, don't tell me this doesn't exist. Yes, don't tell me it doesn't exist is not the same as it being prevalent. Is it affecting you? Look, thousands of kids drown in swimming pools every year. It kills a lot of kids. I put a goddamn swimming pool in my backyard so that my kids could enjoy the swimming pool. So you can say to me, well, don't tell me that doesn't kill a bunch of... Yes, it does. But there's also a version where you enjoy it. And racism exists, but you can enjoy it, like me and my white family.
Wait, what?
No. What I'm saying is we are quickly blurring the lines between, you know, it's like the Klan or the Nazis. Yes, there are Nazi groups in America, but they're so small that they can barely be tabulated. So here's what I'm saying. Bed bugs are an issue. But if they were everywhere and in your bed and your kids' beds, your life would be severely impacted in a very negative way. I there are more bed bugs than there are Nazis. What I'm saying is not in my neighborhood, not in my house, and I don't go out and expect. I just got back from a hotel. I didn't experience any bed bugs.
Or Nazis,
nor did I fear either one of them. So what I'm saying is kids, they can't do the math. Right. If you tell your kids there's bed bugs everywhere, don't bother counting, they're going to lay down in bed and they're going to start rolling around and they're going to start scratching on themselves and they're not going to get a good night's sleep. And so for me, this right to protest and the right to express yourself and the right to everything, fine, I'm all for it. Don't indoctrinate these kids. Don't have another group of young black kids grow up thinking that our society is gunning for them. There's been plenty in the past that thought that, and rightfully so. But it's 2017. They're 8-year-olds. Let's not indoctrinate them into that.
Comes a fait accompli.
Yes. So as far as the, like, you know, and all the, you know, obviously, it's, I believe these things just become, they become like the ALS, like ice bucket challenge. I don't know that anyone thinks about it, knows about it, whatever. I just believe everyone just sort of jumps on. Everyone's a hero. I would say whatever country you're in, face the flag. Every country has a ton of baggage. Every nation that's established, by virtue of being established, has a bunch of people that they stepped on along the way. Hopefully they've evolved past that. For your own peace of mind.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I do believe that this shit is just another fad. I really wasn't really planning on doing this or doing a show covering this because I do believe it's a fucking distraction. I do believe that this is like really covering up from any good that Trump is doing. honestly, I think he's an idiot for even talking about this. But, you know, it's his right. He's the president. He could talk about and criticize whoever he wants. I criticize certain things. Doesn't mean I want there to be a law to stop it. And honestly, who's going to listen? I'm not saying who's going to listen to the president. But, I mean, you think he actually has the power to do anything when it comes to taking away our rights like that? I mean, people really need to relax. He's just talking shit. He's a shit poster. He's trolling your asses. I mean, it's hilarious that a lot of people are falling for it. A troll is a troll, a troll, a troll. Yeah. He's a troll. I mean, but let's really talk about another real issue here. If you guys heard about Alejandro Villanueva, he plays football for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's an offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alejandro Villanueva, Latino. And in fact, hold on, even though he's not Puerto Rican, I have to play this or else, you know, the gods are going to punish me. Still made it to the top.
What a rock puro. Now menudo, no, I'm not the one I
study judo. You don't know if I got a gun.
It's fun from the X side of things, but getting some of my rings. Everything I want, I get by the being. It's mine, I shine like money that sound like Biggie. Fuck around my town, boogie down my city.
Come yeah, on, I know he's not Puerto Rican, but I'm not tempting fate. So anyways, yeah, no, he was the only player to stand and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, for the Star Spangled Banner. And he was forced to apologize by his black coach. In fact, hold on, let me play his apology.
The lone Pittsburgh Steelers player who stood for the national anthem before Sunday's game says he regrets how his action was interpreted.
It's completely wrong. And every single time, you know, I see that picture of me standing by myself, I feel embarrassed to a degree because, again, like I said, unintentionally I left my teammates behind.
Alejandro Villanueva told reporters Monday he didn't mean to stand alone in front of the Steelers tunnel while the Star Spangled Banner played. The former U.S. Army Ranger was trying to get a glimpse of the flag, but he accidentally stepped out too far. Head coach Mike Tomlin said before the game his team would stay off the field for the national anthem to avoid playing politics. Many viewers praised what they thought was Villanueva's intentional decision to make an appearance for the anthem and slammed the rest of the Steelers for staying in the tunnel. But quarterback Ben Roethlisberger later insisted the idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country. Dozens of players demonstrated during the national anthem Sunday after President Donald Trump criticized those who protest on the field.
He wasn't even trying to be disrespectful. He's an army vet. And they're not respecting his freedom of speech. Like the coach of the Steelers freaking made him apologize, freaking put the fear of God on, like, you're gonna lose your job, probably. Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, boy. And again, he's not white, he's a Latino, Villanueva, Alejandro Villanueva. He's a Latino. But hey, I mean, hey, we gotta fucking fall in line with the rest of you faggots. It's like we gotta be right behind y'all. We can't have our own fucking thought. We can't show respect when you guys fucking feel slighted. We're not, like, as a Latino, I'm not allowed to have fucking freedom of speech. I'm not allowed to be a Trump supporter because I'm a Latino. You know how many people tell me that? I get told that by white people. I get told that by other Puerto Ricans. But like, in fact, yesterday at my job, black dude was like, "How you support him? You're Hispanic." I'm like, "Yo, don't be fucking racist." Why? Because I mean, because I think he makes a lot of good points, and I wasn't sure as fuck wasn't gonna vote for the white lady who freaking got people killed, who freaking lied, who freaking her mentor was real KKK. I mean, hell, they freaking talk about how Trump didn't disavow what's his name? David Duke, even though he disavowed him mad times. He just what? Oh, he didn't disavow him when he was supposed to disavow him? He was ignoring the motherfucker. He's like, "Oh, how come you haven't disavowed him?" Because he's not a fucking verse in my rhyme book. Why the fuck do I need to mention his fucking name? Fine, I disavow him. Oh, you didn't do it soon enough. Fuck you. She didn't, fucking Hillary didn't disavow her former KKK fucking mentor. No one fucking calls out freaking Hillary when she calls black people super predators. Yeah, I gotta fucking support Hillary because I'm Latino? Fuck her. And fuck you too if you fucking think that shit. First of all, I like what Trump, like, I fucking like what Trump said. I like the fact he was an outsider. I like the fact that both Republicans and Democrats were fucking trying to sabotage him and take him down. That was a big positive sign for me. It's like, well, oh, the establishment hates his ass. They're making lies when you could just simply Google what he actually said. And he still won. But now they're going after this Latino football player for not even trying to support either side. The fact that he was is an Army vet and he's trying to show respect for the country that he served. And everyone's giving him shit and now he's freaking forced to apologize for not doing anything wrong. Because other people don't want to respect his freedom of speech. They don't want to respect him. Like, it's not even his speech because he wasn't doing it for no political reason. He was doing it out of respect for his country, for the country he served, for the country that he freaking risked his life for. Now tell me, how the fuck is that fair? Is that okay? I mean, again, he's a Latino. He doesn't fucking fit the narrative. What, you're going to call him a white supremacist? Villanueva. I never heard no goddamn Nazi by the last name. Villanueva. Shit, now I gotta...
Puerto Rico. Toma.
I gotta fucking be careful because if I don't do that again, the gods are gonna kick my ass. It's like you disrespect. I got this. So, fact here, here. Let me play some more. I mean, this poor guy had to fucking backpedal. He had to freaking explain himself. He had to fucking go to a press conference to explain why he showed respect for his country. Fuck me. Anyways.
It's the season of smaller lines.
He had the right. I mean, the players have the right to protest. The players have the right to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance. Any person has the right to kneel during the Pledge of Allegiance. For whatever. They have the right to protest. It's really... Like, I don't agree with the president. I don't believe anyone should get fired for their freedom of speech, no matter what side of the aisle they sit on. As long as they're not calling for the murder and death of other people, I'm good with it. Go ahead, believe what you want to believe, protest what you want to protest. if you're right, hopefully you know, it works out for you. If you're wrong, hopefully you realize you're wrong wherever you stand or kneel. See what I did there? I mean, actually, there was this joke that I saw, Robert Herrera. He's a Trump supporter. He made this Trump made a bunch of people kneel for him. So, yeah. But all I'm saying is respect each other's rights. That goes for the president. I mean, you can't like, if I want my freedom of speech, I cannot stop someone for speaking their mind or protesting how they want to protest. I would counter protest to show that there are people that don't agree, but I don't want them put in jail. I don't want them hurt. I don't want them murdered. Just do not try to hurt, murder, or have me arrested or silence me. Then, I mean, because then I won't be any different or any better than them. I mean, this is America, land of the free, home of the brave. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to give a big shout out to Fab Chick and Aaron and whoever else is also listening. I know there are people listening live right now. I'd like to thank you for listening. Please do me a favor and smash whatever like button that however you're listening to this show. Leave a polite comment. Don't try not to troll me too much because that gets annoying after a while. I want my fucking accolades, you know. Give me my praises, motherfuckers, please. Anyways, as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.